It's pretty cool. I thought,
like, what Doth is.
Yeah, called. Like if somebody asked me, hey, where's that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about, you know, about Bnei Eli? You know, the Bnei Eli dying young. So we're on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and it has a ton of Rabbanan says Mishpacha Achas Haisa Birushalayim Shehayu Meisa Meisim Bnei Yud Ches Shana. So if you want to remember that where the Gemara is, you know, about the Beis Eli and how the Beis Eli died.
Where's the Aleph?
Bnei Eli died. What?
Where's the Aleph? It's on the Aleph.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to remember that part. I can't do everything for you. Point is, I try to do these every once in a while. I try to come up with these mnemonic devices. So, on Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph, now that we're on the topic, on Daf Yud Aleph, we discuss the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about when it happened in Tishrei or Nisan, where all these different events happened in Tishrei and Nisan. So that's Daf Yud Aleph. Yud for Yeshua, Aleph for Eliezer. So if you want to remember. Anyway, I just do these tricky things. Otherwise, I can't remember Dapim. Okay, here we go.
About this Mishnah. I thought you had.
We didn't even start it.
No, but we did the Mishnah at the end.
Oh, okay, fine.
I thought you have the Shluchim like every month. Every month. I know you have Adim every month.
No. You did not have Shluchim every month.
Adim yes, Shluchim no.
Adim yes, Shluchim no. Shluchim are not necessary in Shvat.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not necessary in Shvat. So we did not have Shluchim sent out in Shvat.
So what do they do instead during the non-necessary months, so that everybody knows
when Tu B'Shvat is.
When Tu B'Shvat is, what day it is, in case they're writing a shtar.
Right. So the 2 day Rosh Chodesh or 1 day Rosh Chodesh. That's what he's asking.
Uh-huh. It's a very good question. If they're writing a Shtar Taka, how do they know? I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I thought I had answers to everything in this world, but I guess there is one thing I don't have an answer to. So I guess there is...
it's a good question.
It's a very good question. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I'm very impressed with the question.
It's not the bonfire thing, right?
We're going to get to the bonfire thing.
Wasn't that like something that was discontinued?
That was discontinued.
Now, replaced by Shluchim.
Yes, it was replaced by Shluchim, right? Because the Mishnah says, Batchila hayu masin masos. And then they canceled that because of the Baitusim, or Tzidukim. But and it could be that during the years that they had the torches, then yeah, they probably did do torches every month because it was easy. The shluchim are just meant for 6 months in the year. Okay, are we ready to go on? Okay, so the answer to your question is I don't have the answer to your question.
So I've given you some homework.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely.
You just said the shluchim. For 6 months of the year.
Yeah, they went out for 6 months of the year and potentially seven. That's what the Mishnah says.
Okay. I don't recall. Was it for 4 months or was it for the deficient months?
It's for the months in which there was a chag.
Ah, okay.
Okay? So Nisan for Tishrei. Nisan for Pesach, Tishrei for Rosh Hashanah, or some other big one.
That's what the Gemara is about.
Like of Tisha B'Av.
Let's deal with it. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it.
Well, is it possible then that by process of, by deduction, okay, if the month was full and they went out?
Next
okay,
one's
so the next
small,
month.
He's trying to say 6 months, and the other six would be the opposite of those six. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's not true because if they were Mekadosh al Pi'ariya, then any month could be anything. So there was no, that's not a raya. It's a good try, but it's false.
Makes sense because 6 and 6 is 12, so it's like you would think the half the months would be one, half the months would be the other. That would make sense, right?
6 and 6 is 12.
So
the profundity of
Zen. No, there's 12 months out of the year, so 6 of them were the best.
But I don't know when they were Mekadosh al Pi'ariya.
I agree. No, the answer is definitely not, but it's a good try.
It's a valiant attempt. Incorrect. Says the Gemara Viter. Says the Gemara in that bottom of Yud-Ches Amud Aleph, V'lifku nami atamuz v'teves. We said in the Mishnah that they only went out six times on Nisan, on Av, on Tishrei, on Kislev, and on Adar, and potentially on Pesach Sheni, on Iyar for Pesach Sheni. But why don't they go out for Tammuz and Teves? Tammuz and Teves are also months that should be noted as days of Simcha. Why? The Amar of Chana Bar Bizna. One second. The Kulia May Tainis Ninhu, right? You're right. They're all, yeah, you're all May Tainis.
They're going to get to that. Okay. They're going to get to
How much is my birthday?
They're your May Tainis. They are your May Tainis. So Gemara's going to get to it.
Yeah, I know.
He knows. He knows.
I just couldn't remember that. Michaelis Tainis.
They're dropping like flies. What?
It's food.
Later it's going to be Michaelis Tainis.
You can't give me the whole thing. You just gave me the whole thing. It wasn't part of learning anymore.
Good job. It's not here.
Dam Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Rav Chana Bar Bizna said, "I'm Rav Shem Nechasida. My dichsiv. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Zechariah, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, so said Hashem, Tzom Haravi, the fourth, the fast of the fourth, which we will describe soon what that is. Tzom Hachamishi and the fast of the fifth. Tzom Hashavi and the fast of the seventh. Tzom Hasiri and the fast of the tenth." Yehiyeh leBeis Yehuda leSasan uleSimcha. It will be for Beis Yehuda a joyous and happy occasion. That's what the pasuk says. So now the Gemara says, "What?
You're on the top.
Yes, I'm on the base. Kari lehu Sasan leSimcha. I don't understand. The pasuk calls it on the one hand a fast, and then it calls it a Sasan leSimcha. Make up your mind." So says the Gemara, "I've made up my mind. Bizman sheyeh shalom, when there is peace." Then there will be joyous occasion. In shalom, but if there's no peace, then it will be a tzom. Then it will be a fast.
Meaning what, after Mashiach? After Mashiach is supposed to before Mashiach?
What?
Meaning what, after Mashiach is supposed to before Mashiach?
So, very good question. The Mitzudas David on this pasuk learns that this pasuk is talking about... during the times of Mashiach, there will be a sasan and a simcha. But Pashtus says, no, Pashtus is just when there is shalom in the world, meaning that the goyim are not persecuting us, and they're letting us live religiously, freely. So,
when there's a Beit HaMikdash.
Yes, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, correct. Yeah. When there's a Beis HaMikdash and we're allowed to serve, then it's a time of Sasan and Simcha, right?
Yeah. I don't know, are there sad days when there's a Beis HaMikdash? Because since the Mishnah says that one of the days of the Shluchim...
Not for the third Beis
HaMikdash. One of the months of the Shluchim is for Av. Because of Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
Did they have Tisha B'Av during the Beis HaMikdash? Do they have it similar to the way we have it? Somewhat similar?
They didn't, but they had Pesach Sheni instead.
I don't know if they had Tisha B'Av during the times of the second bias. During the times of the second bias, because I think that Tisha B'Av was... I don't know when they actually formally instituted Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av commemorates both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Both of them were destroyed on Tisha B'Av.
But the first bias, it's enough to have Tisha B'Av.
Yes, but the reason why Tisha B'Av was instituted in our Mishnah, as we're going to learn soon, is because Hoel the Huchpelu both Tsaros. Because the Tsaros were doubled up in Tisha B'Av. We had two Tsaros. We had both Batim were destroyed. So that's why they made a big deal out of Tisha B'Av. So I don't know if before Bayis Sheni they had commemorated Tisha B'Av in the same way. I don't have an answer to you. I have a lot of homework.
Google it. When was Tisha B'Av instituted? Just Google it. Oh, come on. You don't even need a rub anymore.
Yes, exactly. It's an online Rebbe.
So it's very clear in the note that Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia and Shabbos Bar Tammuz was instituted after the destruction of the first Rebbe.
Yeah.
It says clearly that all the four fasts were Tisha B'Av were instituted after the first Pesach of the Rosh.
After the first. Oh, okay. Very good. There you have it.
Google.
Very good. So, So the Gemara says, so we see from here that this is times of, 1 second.
Shalom.
So times of, during times of Shalom. So, so fine, so why don't we go out for also for Teves and for Tammuz and Teves? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says like this.
Except it says Sasim B'Simcha.
Because of the Tzomos. Because of the, right. In other words, because of the Tzomos, we should have to go out. This is declared as post Beis HaMikdash. This is declared as Yemei Tzom. So we should have to go out because this is, we should know when the Tzom happens. So the Gemara says like this. Amar of Papa, or Papa says Hachi Kamar. This is what the pasuk really means to say. Bizman sheyesh shalom, when there is total peace, yihyu l'sason l'simcha. It will be a times of happiness. Yesh gzeres malchus, but if there is the opposite extreme, where we have the gzeres malchus and we have total persecution, tzom, then it will be times of fast. However, ein gzeres malchus ve'ein shalom. What if we have a middle ground where there is no gzeres malchus and there is no shalom?
No,
then ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim.
No,
then it becomes optional. If there's no right, meaning post Beis HaMikdash, where there wasn't, we didn't have total shalom, but we also didn't have complete persecution. We were just kind of
nowadays.
It's like nowadays. So that is a time where we if ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. If you want, you can do it. If you don't want, you don't have to do it. Which is really kind of the quasi category that the Yemei Tzom, the other Tzomos have nowadays.
Well,
we observe that
Midrabanan, we have a chiyuv to fast.
Midrabanan, we have a chiyuv to fast. But it doesn't
feeling well.
Right. Because of the fact.
What?
What do you mean you Durabanan do that? I thought they're Durabanan fast.
The only Durabanan fast is Yom Kippur.
Right.
Just because they're Durabanan doesn't mean you don't have to. Doesn't mean it's optional just because it's Durabanan.
Right, exactly.
The truth is, there's...
What do you mean it's optional but we do it Durabanan? Because they're Durabanan fast.
Right. Okay. So, there's a Minchas Chinuch on this which might shed light. Minchas Chinuch says, very interesting chiddush, he says that the pasuk of Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Tzom HaRaviv, Tzom HaChamish, Tzom HaShvi, Midirei Kabbalah, meaning from the Zachariah, the pasuk of Zachariah isn't telling you anything about Teves or anything like that. It's not telling you about Tammuz and Teves and Tzom Gedalia. It's telling you what month do we fast in, the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, any time. So Midirei Kabbalah, any time in those months, any day of those months, you can fast, and that would be that would fulfill your requirement, Midirei Kabbalah, of fasting during those months. The Rabbanim post that time, they instituted that we should fast on Asar B'Teves and Shavasar B'Tammuz and Tzom Gedalia, but that was only rabbinical in nature afterwards. Now you're asking,
so I'm clear.
That those are not optional. Okay. The individual doesn't get a choice.
Is that what he says over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Because nowadays we don't have a choice whether to fast. It's not like an optional to fast, these minor fasts.
Right.
Even though a lot of people don't fast, but that doesn't mean that it's optional.
Right.
But it says that, but it means Ratzu means if the community accepts it upon
okay,
itself.
Very
the community
good.
Has certainly accepted it upon itself the minor fasts.
Okay, very good. That makes better sense. So at any rate, Rav Papa says, because they are quote unquote optional, therefore, the Mishnah did not see fit to send out, or the Chazal did not see fit to send out Shluchim for the quote-unquote optional fasts. Even though we accepted it upon ourselves to do it, nevertheless, because they were originally optional, therefore we didn't make a big stink out of it, so to speak. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, Tisha B'Av Nami, we should do the same thing for Tisha B'Av. Why all of a sudden does our Mishnah say that for Tisha B'Av, we do send out Shluchim? Why is Tisha B'Av any different than the other fasts? The other fasts also had an element of Churban bias to them. So why is Tisha B'Av any different? Amra Papa, shiny Tisha B'Av, hol v'hoch b'lu b'ok tzaros. Tisha B'Av is different because Tisha B'Av had a double whammy. We had a plethora.
I like that word.
Plethora.
That was a good one.
Right? It's machloek is how you pronounce plethora. Is it plethora or plethora? Yeah. I think there's a Three Amigos movie about this. But anyway, I'm not going to get involved. The point is, It is. It's a Three Amigos. It's been a while since that, but it's in the Three Amigos. But anyway, Tosas asked the obvious question. Shivas Batamos had many tzaros. So why are we differentiating Tisha B'Av from Shivas Batamos? Right? So Tosas says that's because when the Gemara says Huch below both tzaros, there was a plural of tzaros on Tisha B'Av. It means that the Churban Bayis happened twice. So there was a double Churban on Tisha B'Av. So that's the Huch below both tzaros. Whereas Shivas B'Tamos had, you know, Nishtabra Luchos and different things like that, but it didn't have the ultimate tzara of the Churban Bayis. So that's what the Gemara means. Okay, the Amar Mar, because Mar says, B'Tisha B'Av, Charav Bayis Rishona U'B'Shnia. On Tisha B'Av, we had the Churban Bayis Rishona, Churban Bayis Shnia, V'Nilka Da Beitar, and Beitar was captured, V'Nechrisha Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed, meaning it was completely destroyed. So because of all of these tragedies on Tisha B'Av, we have Shluchim sent out specifically because of the. I apologize. Can I? You mind if I borrow it?
Yeah, I put the microphone.
Shkoyach, thank you very much. We discussed on Monday that there were three shitas as to the Bnei Marom, right? So he let me the sefer that he says discusses the three shitas and how you understand. Yeah. So Shkoyach, I'll have to take a look. Very good. I apologize. I wasn't here on for Mincha. I forgot to tell you I wasn't going to be there. Yoshkoyach.
David.
Fantastic.
And also, you had back, you know, in Torah, you had the spies.
Right, that's what I was thinking too. There's
yes, that is
true.
It's more of a direct.
What?
Chil Doros.
Right, right. Yes, that's right. How do we know that it was on Tisha B'Av? How do we know? Was that just,
Rashi says.
What? No, I know Rashi says, but Rashi. What? It's got the Meraglim. The Meraglim's,
Is it Rashi on the Pasuk?
It is Rashi on the Pasuk. I just don't remember if Rashi is saying... Was Rashi saying that it happened on Tisha B'Av, or is he saying that we're commemorating... Part of Tisha B'Av is commemorating the... It happened on Tisha B'Av. How do we know that? What was the remnant? Remember that?
Was it like 40 days left on Rosh Chodesh?
It's something like this, yeah. How do we know? Right.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe Taka, what? Yeah, there's something like that. There was a cheshbon.
39 days.
There was a cheshbon, right? There was a cheshbon.
There was a cheshbon.
So being that it's more explicit, close to being explicit in the psukim, yeah. Can you say that it's stronger than the other times, other than Yom Kippur, which is the strongest?
Yeah, I mean, Rashi doesn't go there. The Gemara doesn't go there. The Gemara does not go there.
Yeah.
It's a very good point. Good ha'ara, very good ha'ara.
Shkoyach Moshe.
Shkoyach. Tanya, we're going to have a braise. You ready? Okay. I'm Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says like this. Okay, this will go very quickly.
It's a side point, right? Should we just
forget to
go fast?
All right. Well, I love this place. All right.
It's not related.
Okay, Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Arba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Akiva Dorish, Ve'ein Ani Dorish Kamoso. There are four things that Rabbi Akiva darshins, and I do not darshin like him. Now, our Gemara is not going to discuss all four things. It's going to discuss one of them because that one is pertinent to our Gemara. And that's the following. When the Pasuk says, Tzom Haravi, that test Tammuz. That's the fourth month, because Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz. So that's the ninth of Tammuz. Okay? Now the ninth of Tammuz, Shebo Huvka Ahagir. Oh, the ninth of Tammuz is the fast of the fourth month. Tammuz.
Not Shiva Asr.
Very right, good. It's a good right. question. So why does it not? Why are we not celebrating Shiva Asr the Tammuz, right? So the truth is that... Right, that the right, exactly. The first in the in Bayis Rishon, the walls were breached on the ninth of Tammuz. In the second Bayis, the walls were breached on Shiva Asr Tammuz on the 17th, on the 16th. Because in the second Mikdash it happened on the 16th, so we subsume both those sorrows of the walls being breached on Shiva Asr. We commemorate it on the 16th, but it happens to be
17th.
Shivas Batamus. Yeah, 17th. I don't know what's going on with me tonight. But it's the same with the Talmuds. But it's like a plus or minus. It's like a gematria. You can be one off, right? So on the 17th of Tammuz is when we commemorate it, even though the bias Rishon was Tes B'Tammuz. So Tzomar Ravi is a Tes B'Tammuz Shavo Huvka Ir, where it was destroyed. The walls were breached. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Betisha Lachodesh, it was on the 9th of the month, Vayechazak HaRav Ba'ir, and a famine was very strong upon the city. Lechem La'am, there was no bread for the people. La'am Ha'aretz, Vadipaka Ir, and the city walls were breached. So that's the fourth month. Vamai Karle Ravi, why do they call it the fourth? The Tzom HaRavi'i? Because it's the fourth month. Tzom HaChamishi, when the pasuk says the fast of the fifth, Zet Tisha B'Av, that's Tisha B'Av, Shebo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu, where Hashem's palace was destroyed, burned, Vamai Karle Chamishi, and why then does it call it the fast of the fifth? Chamishi L'Chadashim, because it's the fifth month. Tzom HaRashvi, the fast of the seventh, Zet Gimel B'Tishrei, that's Gimel B'Tishrei, Shebo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. Because on it, Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. Umihargo, and who killed him? Yishmol ben Nesanya. Yishmol ben Nesanya killed him. Now why does the Gemara have to go out its way to tell me that? I don't know. It's before Shana Pasuk. I don't know. I don't know why it does that, but it does it. So Yishmol ben Nesanya hargo. Lulamdecha, this teaches you, Shishkula misasun shel sadikim kisrifas beis elokeinu. This teaches you that the death of a tzaddik is as catastrophic for Klal Yisrael as the Churban Bayis, because we celebrate the murder of Gedalia ben Achikam like we celebrate Shivas B'Tammuz and Teves v'chulei v'chulei. V'amai korle Shvi, why is it called Tzom HaShvi? Shvi l'chadashim, because this is the seventh month. Tzom HaAsiri, the fast of the tenth. Ze Asar B'Teves, this is Asar B'Teves, Shabo Samach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim, because it was on Asar B'Teves, where the Melech Bavel surrounded Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Elai, it was the words of Hashem came to me, B'Shana Hatshiyis, in the ninth year, B'Chodesh HaAsiri, on the tenth month, Be'asar L'Chodesh, on the tenth of the month, Lemor saying, Ben Adam, man, Ksav lecha Hashem hayom hazeh es etzem hayom hazeh. Hashem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh. Write for yourself this day. Samach melech bavel Yerushalayim. Melech bavel surrounded Yerushalayim. So we see from here that it was on the 10th of Teves that the walls of Yerushalayim were surrounded. So this actually happened before. This event in Teves happened before Shivas B'Tammuz. It happened before Tisha B'Av. But anyway, Amai Karle Asiri, why is it called the Tzom Asiri? Asiri Lechadashim, because it's the 10th of the month. V'alo Hayaroi Zelech Tavrishon. Now really, this should have been written first, because this happened before Shivas B'Tammuz. And this happened before Av. And this happened before the murder of Gedalia ben Achikam. But why, V'lama Nechtav Kan, why was it then written afterwards? Kedei Lahatzdir Chadashim Kitiknon. In order that the months should line up, that the fourth month came before the fifth month, which came before the seventh month, which came before the tenth month. So in terms of months, it is Kisidron. It is Kiseder, it is an order. Even though chronologically, it didn't actually happen this way.
Gedalia ben Achikam, historically, who was he?
He was a
Navi, was a good old door.
Gedalia was not a Navi.
He was like a political leader.
He was a political leader.
Who was appointed by the Babylonians.
Right, after the Beis Hamikdash.
He was appointed by the Babylonians, right. Yeah. He was really the bridge between the Babylonian rulership and the Jewish people. He served a very pivotal role in being the... Like the go-to.
Initially, they weren't interested in exiling all the Jews. They're willing to leave some of them here if they could just be peaceful and not make trouble.
Right.
They appointed Gedalia.
Can you say that again?
The thing, I had to research this once because I had to write a letter to the editor of a newspaper in Jerusalem where some guy was claiming that they should make Rabin's assassination a fast day based on the Tzom Gedalia. So I had to explain why it's completely wrong and off base. So...
Okay.
So I did a whole research on it. So Gedalia was not. He was a good guy.
He was a tzaddik, though.
Yeah, he was. And in fact, there's so-called right-wing zealots, right, who this guy was saying are the ones that were responsible for Ben's murder.
Yeah.
When Gadai was appointed, they came out of hiding and they said, we're going to support you. They were hiding from the Babylonians. And they said, okay, we're going to have Jewish sovereignty, we're going to support you. And then there's Yishmael, who was a real rush. He was a paid assassin. He was paid by another Goyish king from Ammon, I think. And he went with the whole entourage, and
went to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
was happening Rosh
and they warned. Gadai's advisors and warned him, this guy's coming to kill you. And he said, "No, he's not coming to kill me." And he had a meeting with them, and they had a massacre. They killed like 70 people, not just the Gadai, everyone in his palace. And it was after that the Babylonians said, "Forget it, you Jews can't live together. We're going to exile you all completely." And they were gone.
Wow.
So it's more because of the exile than Gedalia himself. In other words, I'm thinking like there have been so many great tzaddikim martyrs. I mean, why don't we have fast Rabbi Akiva's martyr, or like so many probably people that were bigger in Torah than Gedalia? But it's the same with the aspect
I'll tell you, there's two reasons. One is the Gemara says. The death of tzaddikim is like Korban Beit Hamikdash. That's the one reason. And the other, the Rambam brings in the Mishnah Torah. He brings that when Gedaliah was killed, it says Nikva Gachalat Eish Shasher Yisrael, that all Jewish sovereignty was wiped out. And so I was fighting this guy. I was saying, if you want to make a fast day in our generation, the spirit of Tzal Gedaliah, so pick the signing of the Oslo Accords. Uh-huh. Because that marks the greatest loss of sovereignty in Eretz Israel.
Uh-huh. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't like that. Very good.
I had to make him to the paper, I guess.
Yes, Shekhayah.
I had to print it once, and then it didn't print it. I said it was too long. I said, well, but excuse me, this guy wrote out that's completely wrong. If someone has to make the points.
Right.
So he said, trim it down. So I trimmed it down, they printed it the next day. In Jerusalem.
Very good. Shekhayah. Beautiful. All right, very good. Next year, Monday, is being given by Rav Zev Landau.
I got all the sources I got from Yosef Kamenetsky.
This is your Yaakov's son?
Grandson,
okay.
He was one of my rabbis in yeshiva, and I went into work, the base midos one day after work, and I said, look at this out, can you believe what he wrote? And he started reading and says, this guy, he didn't even open the Tanakh. That's
right,
the thing.
Yeah.
It's Reb Shmuelson?
Huh?
It's Reb Shmuelson?
It's Reb Nathan, son.
When?
Chappelle, talking about Chappelle. And the guy wrote this article without even opening the Tanakh. It was unbelievable.
Wow, that's godless. Not even having to open a Tanakh. Okay, very good. So anyway, that's Rav Shimon quoting Rabbi Akiva. But Rav Shimon says, Va'ani?
I disagree.
Eini Omer Kein. I disagree. Elatzoma Ha'asiri, what is the 10th of the fast of the 10th? Zechamisha Bateves. It's not Asar Bateves. Because Asar Bateves actually happened beforehand. But this is Chamisha Bateves. This happened well afterwards, 3 years afterwards. Shabobos Shmuel Agola, where the news of the Churban Bayis came to the Gola, came to the diaspora, Shehuksa Ir, that the city was destroyed. That is what we're commemorating with the Fast of Teves. We're not commemorating according to Reb Shimon, we're not commemorating Asar B'Teves. We are commemorating the 5th of Teves, where people heard the news that Beis Elokeinu was destroyed. And that's what he says we're commemorating. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi Bishtei Esrei Shana, was in the 12th year, so 3 years later. Basiri, on the 10th month, Bachamisha V'lechodesh. What? Because the first one was Bashana Hatshiyas, in the 9th year. This is the Chodesh. This is
what?
The ninth year after something. Maybe where a king rose, I don't know.
The
12th
year means the year after
the
exile. These are the
Golos. Fine, the 9th year is also after the exile. It's the same thing. So it's the same thing. Look it up. So that'll be your homework. Shkoyach, you just gave yourself more homework.
The exile, meaning there was a segment or more of Bnei Israel that was
exiled
before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash.
That's correct. Okay, so Ba Eli HaPalit Mirushalayim, the refugee came from Mirushalayim, Lemor Huksa'ir, that it was destroyed. Va'asu Yom Shmua Ki Yom Sreifa, and they made the day, the Yom Shmua, the day where they heard about the Churban Bayis as bad as they made it a fast day, like they made a fast day of the day where it was actually destroyed. And that's what Rav Shimon Tainas, that the day of Teves that we're really commemorating is the 5th of Teves, not the 10th of Teves. Now you want to hear something unbelievable. You want to hear something unbelievable.
So why
I hope I'm not corrupting the story. What?
So why the 10th of Teves?
10th of Teves is when the, according to Rabbi Akiva,
yeah,
we observe the 10th of Teves because that's right. that's when it was surrounded.
Rabbi Shimon says
the 5th. Right. We pass in a halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavero. Now, there was an unbelievable story. In the times of this is actually back in the times of the Holocaust, there was a Chassidish Rebbe, I don't remember what his name was, but he came to Eretz Yisrael for a time during the time of the Holocaust. He came to Eretz Yisrael very briefly, and then he went back to Chutz Laaretz, ended up getting killed in the... No, it was not Rav Kahaneman. It was not Rav Kahaneman.
But he did also. Rav Kahaneman came to Israel and went back to save his yeshiva and students, and he got killed.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think.
But it's not Rav Kahaneman. Anyway, they ended up somewhere in. I don't remember where. But I don't remember where. I guess it was in Meiron. They were in Meiron. He was in Meiron for a time, and he was with some of his talmidim. This is before he ended up going back to Chutz Laaretz. What?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Which part did you?
Just the last part. Because
which was the last part? What did you hear? Yeah, he came to Eretz Yisrael. This is during the times of the Holocaust. So he came to Eretz Yisrael for a short period of time to be with some of his talmidim here, and before going back, and it was ultimately killed in the Holocaust. But when he was here, he went up with his talmidim to Meirom to Rav Shimon's kever. And it was on the 5th of Teves. And he said to his Talmidim, we have to fast today. We can't be at the Kever of Rav Shimon and eat. His shita is that on the 5th of Teves is when you have to fast. So we got to fast today. And Kachaya Maisa, they fasted on the 5th of Teves. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Any month, any day in Teves.
Right. It's not my menachos chenech. It's really everybody's.
I'm saying Teves was before. It relates to exactly now. Because the machlokas is whether it's a Sarah Teves or a Kamish Teves. It could be Chodesh Asiri. It could be any day in the Chodesh Asiri.
Very good. Hey, what's the menachos chenech?
Right here it does. Yeah. Now, at this point.
What?
I was also about that in Shita, but I forget the name of
it.
But we don't pass the like Rabbi Shimon.
No, we don't pass it.
Therefore, did he have to pass 5 days later also?
Yes.
Oh, so he did, okay. So
he did, yeah, yeah. He was just saying, we can't be at the kever of Rav Shimon and eat. Like, it's inappropriate. So they fasted on the 5th of Teves. And the Hanami, they fasted on the 10th also. It was just an interesting Maisa. At any rate, that's what Rav Shimon holds. So Rav Shimon continues and he says, Venirin dvarai midvarav. I think I'm more correct than Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sha'ani omer al mishon mishon v'alachron achron. Because the way I'm learning it, everything in the pasuk happens kaseder, meaning that somehow revi'i, the fast of the fourth, which is Shavuos betamuz, happened first, and then came Av, and then came Tishrei, and then came Teves. Vehu omer, but Rabbi Akiva says, al rishon achron val achron rishon. That actually what happened first in the pasuk didn't actually happen first.
It means later.
Achron doesn't mean necessarily last, it means later. Right, it means later. Right? So really, according to Rabbi Akiva, what stated first in the pasuk happened later than what happened last in the pasuk. Because what happened last in the pasuk is actually what happened first. So Rabbi Akiva is not as meduyuk according to, according to the way I'm learning it. Ella says Rabbi Shimon, Shehu Mona L'Seder HaChadashim. The reason why he says what he says is because he's counting according to the Seder HaChadashim. Vani Mona L'Seder Peronios. But I'm learning according to the order of the actual terrible tragedies that happened to us. Right, and the Chadashim, right? Rashi points out it's Af. So he's saying I'm better because I can go both according to the months and according to the perennials, whereas Rabbi Akiva is only learning according to the months, so I am more meduyuk. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. At any rate, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that we fast the 10th of Teves. Okay, now, the Gemara now segues onto a different sugya, and this...
One second, did Rabbi Akiva also say that the fast in Tammuz is on the 9th?
Yes. He did say the Fast of Thomas is on the 9th. Nevertheless, we celebrated on...
That was the first Pesach.
That was the first. Shimon Lachora does not argue with that. Correct. He doesn't argue with that. The only argument is with the Tevis. You're correct.
This is kind of unusual. I mean, we don't do that. I mean,
right. We don't do that. The reason we don't do that, Tosis actually asks, what's going on? Is it the 9th or is it the 7th? What's going on? Tosis actually says that even though the Pasuk records that the first Churban by the first breaching of the walls in the first Beis HaMikdash was on the 9th, it actually happened on the 17th. And the Pasuk is Mevubal. The Pasuk is not correct. It's not Meduyah. Because Tosis says unbelievable. If Tosis hadn't said it, we would never be able to say it. What? Even the first Beis HaMikdash really happened on the 17th. But they recorded it wrong. It was a very crazy time, and it was very tumultuous, and they got the days wrong. But that's kacha. That's what Tosa says in Dibra Maskil Zetish Batamus. But at any rate, it was Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon didn't argue. Okay. Anyway, it's a short Tosa Sayin Sham. We're not going to get into it right now. At any rate, the Gemara now segues into a slightly different sugya. We're still talking about Tainus in general, but now we're talking about what's called Megillas Tainus. Now, what is Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus are a bunch of days that were celebrated as holidays, and we'll discuss what some of those are, because some of them are very, very well known to us, like...
They weren't Tanisim.
No. Megillas Tainus is actually a scroll of holidays that was observed and recorded in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. It was approximately 100 years before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They wrote a Megillah. They wrote a scroll down stating that we are going to celebrate the following holidays. And there was a number of, several dozen holidays that they celebrated, two of which are Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim were actually instituted formally in the Megillas Tainus in these scrolls and celebrate and formally written down in Megillas Tainus. Now, as part of the Megillas Tainus, it's called Megillas Tainus actually not because you should fast, but because it's the opposite. You're usher to fast. It's usher to fast on these holidays. And the Rabbanim made several dozen holidays, and they said it's usher to fast. And as we'll see in the coming Dapim, because this goes on for about a daf, Megillas Tainus. But
if you do fast by and you make if you do something wrong and you fast, your punishment is you have to fast.
Very good.
That's what the Gemara says.
Very good. But more importantly is that not only it doesn't end until you die. Okay, but more importantly, the Megillas Tainus stated that you're not allowed to fast on the day that the Rabbanim established as a holiday, and the days before and the days after you're not allowed to fast either. Lifnehem ulacharehem aser betainus, and in some cases behesped also. You're not allowed to do a hesped. But in any case, we'll see that later. But that's one of the big nafkaminas of the Megillas Tainus, is that you're not allowed to not only fast on the day of the holiday itself, but also before and afterwards.
In the real holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
now,
it speaks
as we go along about it being abrogated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like the word abrogated. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Inclusive of that, if I can say.
You can say. Say it. We like.
For lack of a better word.
Falaka.
For lack of a better word. Okay.
Abrogated.
That the day before Purim is Tanis Esther.
Yes.
The day after Purim is also a holiday.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you to give me 1 week to explain why we're allowed to sell it, why we're allowed to observe Tanis Esther, even though it's the day before Purim.
Right.
Very good. We'll discuss that in great depth. And if we do not do it in great depth, then we do not do it in great depth. But what? It cannot be, because Zachariah was during what time? Before Esther. Zachariah was... No, he was not. No. That's not true. That's not true. But Tynus Esther is not, because those tzomos are fast days for Tzaros. But Tynus Esther is not for a Tzaro. Tynus Esther was commemorating what? Right, but that's, I don't know if that's a din so much in the fact that it's not a Tzara or the fact that it's pre-Purim. I don't know. Tzarachin. Oh, okay, very good. Very good. Maybe you have a raya there. Okay, at any rate, do we have a basic foundation as to what the Megillah's Tynus is or no? Do we have any questions on it? No questions? Very good.
Is Hanukkah in there, which is the other one that we actually do now?
Purim.
They're both, oh, okay.
Right? Costumes. Seuda.
Yeah.
Reading scroll.
Growing up.
Do we actually have a nusach for the Megillah's Tynus? Do
we know? Yes. Actually, the Gemara is going to go through some of the nusach of it. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is going to describe it now. In any case, the question of the Gemara is, at any point, was Megillah's Tynus bottle or not bottle? In other words, did we cancel it out? Or did we never cancel that out, and are they still observed? That's what the Gemara is saying. We know the answer because none of these holidays are really observed, with the exception of Hanukkah and Purim, which we'll explain. But the Gemara's Shaila is, do we continue to observe the Megillah's Tynus or not? That is the issue of the next daf and a half. Itmar, Rav and Rabbi Chanina both say, Batl Megillah's Tynus. Megillah's Tynus went Batl. They canceled it out after the Churban Bayis Sheni. They decided to do away with the Megillah's Tynus because it's no longer days of Simcha. Right now we have Tzara. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amri, Loba Megillah's Tynus. No, Megillah's Tynus are still in effect. That is the machlokes between the two of these guys. So now, the Gemara is going to analyze why each one says what they say. Rav and Rabbi Chanina Amri Batal Megillah's Tynus. Rav and Rabbi Chanina say that Megillah's Tynus is null and void. Hachi Kamar. Because the previous pasuk that we had on the top of the daf, this is what it means to say. Bizman Shiyeh Shalom. When there is peace, Yihiyu L'Sason L'Simcha. There will be Sason and Simcha. There will be happiness. But Ein Shalom, but if there is no peace, Tzom. Then we have a fast day. So we see from the pasuk over here that whenever there is no peace, then we observe fast days. So says Rav and Rabbi Chanina, Vahanach Nami, these days of Megillah's Tynus, these Yamim Tovim that the Rabbanan instituted as Megillah's Tynus, Kihani, is the same thing as those Tzomos. Just like those Tzomos, the fast is observed when there is no shalom. Even though there were once a time of Simcha, there was once a time when we had the bayis, and there were days of Simcha. Nevertheless, after the Simcha, after the Tzara happens, we observe them as Tzomos, so too, Megillah's Tynus, that when they were observed as Yom Tovim, then you weren't allowed to fast. But post that time, once it was no longer a Yom Tov, but it was a time of Tzara, then we are allowed to fast.
Whoa. And Yom Tov means you have to fast, or you were allowed to fast?
It's a time of fast.
It means, it doesn't mean you have to fast every single day that was once a holiday. That's ridiculous.
No. So
it's different than the other four fasts.
Yes, it's different than the other four fasts.
You have to fast.
Yes, it is.
You're allowed to fast.
But the point is that it is roy to fast. It is, yes, it's a big difference. Yeah, exactly. It is a time that is susceptible to fast, I guess. It is open to fasts. Okay, very good. It's open. Okay.
The flip side of the Tynus Esther.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Tynus Esther, where are you going to get Tynus Esther?
They designated Hanukkah in Megillah's Tynus. Okay.
What? Megillah's Tynus. Hanukkah Purim. Okay, go ahead.
Hanukkah, time of peace, Simcha, okay? But, you know, when we, you know, in time of no peace, there's no fast Hanukkah.
What are you talking about Hanukkah for?
Because we're taught Hanukkah and Purim, right?
No, we're not talking about Hanukkah and Purim yet. We're not there yet. Yeah, you're way ahead. You're way ahead, and you're already thinking of the Yud Testament base. We're not there yet. But the Yud Testament base discusses Hanukkah and Purim. We're going to discuss Hanukkah soon over here. Don't jump ahead. So again, according to Rav and Rabbi Chanina, the reason why Batul Megillah's Tainus is because it's the same thing as the pasuk above. The pasuk above said, when there was a time of Sasa, when there was a time of Shalom, then we had Sasa Mesimcha. When there was no Shalom, then we didn't. We had days of Tzom. So too here, when we had Shalom, when we had the Binyan Bayis, and we had Yom Tif, then there was Aser Behesped Ubatainis. But when there was, after the Churban Bayis, when there was no longer any Shalom, then there was open to Tainis. Then you were allowed to fast. That's what Rav and Rabbi Chanina say. However, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amri, lo batel Megillas Tainis. They say, no, Megillas Tainis is never batel, and you're never allowed to fast during those holidays. Because why? Because these fast days above are different. Hani hu does the Talinu Rachmana Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Over here, where the Torah says, the pasuk is saying that that if you don't have peace, then you have tzomos. That's because it's dependent directly upon the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, then we had. Then we celebrated them as days of happiness. When the Beis HaMikdash was not around, then we didn't. But that's not the case when it comes to Megillas Tainus. Hanach kedekaimi kaimi. These days of Megillas Tainus are not linked to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They are simply days that were created as Yomim Tovim, and therefore outside of Binyan Beis HaMikdash or Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were days that were celebrated because of Nisan that happened. And therefore, Megillas Tainus has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So you cannot link it to the previous pasuk before. That's the basic machlokes. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas for the next amud or so. It's going to try to bring rayas as to whether we can say that the Megillas Tainus was batel or not. So we're going to learn one of these rayas right now for the next three or four lines, and then we'll stop a little bit short of the Amid. So says the Gemara like this. The first raya is like this. Masad Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks a question. Maisa v'gazru tainis b'chanukah. There was a maisa. They were gozer a tainis on Chanukah. Klal Yisrael were actually fasted on Chanukah. Balud. Vayered Rabbi Eliezer v'rachatz. And Rabbi Eliezer, in protest, he went down and he washed. Rabbi Yoshua v'siper. Rabbi Yoshua went down and he took a haircut. Which you're not supposed to do on a fast day. V'amru lahem. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua said to the people, tzu v'hisanu amashi hisanisem. You better go out and fast for the fact that you fasted. In other words, you had no right to fast. You have to do tshuva for fasting. Very good. Kalimra asu tshuva. Right? You have to do tshuva for fasting. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua held that on Chanukah you are not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to do it. So we see from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua said you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah, on Chanukah is a raya that lo batla Megillas Tainus. That the whole Yom Tov of Megillas Tainus on Chanukah does not batle.
What was the reason they instituted the fast?
We don't know why. Maisa v'gazru tainis b'chanukah in Lud, we don't know why. Rashi doesn't say why.
I mean, there are exceptions to when there's a potential catastrophic situation taking place.
Yes.
I think the Gedolim could, even on Chagim.
Yes. It's a good question. I don't know why it happened. I don't know. Does our scroll explain in the notes why they fasted, or it doesn't say?
Why they made
the fast to begin with on Chanukah. What was the reason they instituted it? It's a good question. I don't... I'm guessing it wasn't it wasn't dachuf, especially since Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, who were the Gedolei Hador, disagreed with it. But the Gemara wants to bring a raya by the fact that they protested and said you shouldn't be fasting, is that obviously lo batel Megillas Tainus, they held that Megillas Tainus was still chal. It was still... What?
It's not addressed the point of why they made...
Okay, very good. There you have it. And that is the authoritative word from Rabbi Art School. So says the Gemara, we see a raya that on Chanukah lo batal Megillas Tainis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, you can't bring a raya from Chanukah. Really, I'll tell you, batal Megillas Tainis. But Chanukah is different because shiny Chanukah the Ika mitzvah, because there was a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua felt that we should not cancel out Chanukah, and we should therefore not be allowed to fast because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So says Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says that doesn't make any sense. V'tibatel ihi, v'tibatel mitzvasa. We should say that Chanukah itself is batel. If we're going to say that batel Megillas Tainis, if we're going to say that the whole Megillas Tainis is gone, that means Chanukah's gone. If Chanukah's gone, then the mitzvah's gone. So why are you telling me that because of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that all of a sudden we have to observe Megillas Tainis? It must be that we're observing Megillas Tainis. That's not true at all. We should say that the whole thing is batel. Chanukah is batel. Ner Chanukah is batel. And therefore, batel Megillas Tainis. So what is the raya that Rav Yosef is trying to say? That Chanukah is different because there's a mitzvah. What does that have to do with it? You should say cancel the mitzvah. We should be mevatel the whole thing. If we're saying that batel Megillas Tainis, we should cancel the whole Chanukah. So Amar Rav Yosef, really, actually, what Rav Yosef meant to say was shiny Chanukah. That Chanukah is different. Really, batel Megillas Tainis. But Chanukah is different. Why? The Mefarsim Nisa. Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was so publicized. It was so widely accepted and kept, that because we so widely kept the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, we wanted to, probably also Purim. But we're not saying I don't think that the Gemara is saying that because of Pirsumei Niso we kept Chanukah. I think it's saying because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was so widely kept, it could be the Purim also. But here we're talking about Chanukah, so.
You have to ask
in a Hanami. It could be that Purim also. But Rav Yosef wanted to say that Chanukah is different because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was so widely kept that as a result of that, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua didn't want to make it into a public fast. But really, you could say that batel Megillas Tainis. So you don't have a raya that lo batel Megillas Tainis from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, because Chanukah is an exception. Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was so public, and it was so widely observed that they didn't want to make it into a day of Tainis.
Why can't you do both?
What?
Light on Mara.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, on Purim, first of all, Chanukah,
I think it would detract. I think maybe they held it would detract from the Inyan. Because the whole point of Ner Chanukah is it's a time to be besimcha, that we're celebrating.
You have no chiyuv to eat sudas on Chanukah, where on Purim you do. So I'm saying, like, you have more flexibility in that Inyan. You have more flexibility in the eating issue than on other. You have a chiyuv on Purim. You don't have a chiyuv on Chanukah. It's a good thing on Chanukah, but it's not. I hear,
it doesn't feel right to me to be observing, like, it's not just that you're doing a mitzvah, it's that the Ner Chanukah was commemorating
take away from the joy of that commemoration.
I think it detracts from the joy of, it's not simply a mitzvah that you're doing, it's a mitzvah that commemorates a joyous occasion, and to be fasting at the same time really detracts from the ikker, thrust of the mitzvah itself.
Holiday or a sad day, it can't be both. What? Either it's a tzom or it's
exactly,
a, it's a,
exactly, and that's what the Gemara. That's how the Gemara seems to be learning. Holy moly, this was a long one.
One or the other.
Right.
Okay, very good. Yeshakaya.